We now welcome another call, the head coach of the UAlbany Great Danes, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. A hard-fought game for your team at Delaware. Come up a little short, 20-15, as you have looked back on that game. Give me impressions on the way your team played.
Yeah, we're playing hard. I think the biggest problem we have is we're not making some key plays in critical situations to get us over the hump in these games. I mean, we've played three ranked teams, two in the top 10 and an ACC team, and feel like we could easily have a lot better record right now. But, you got to credit Delaware. They did what they had to do to secure the win.
I saw your comments after the game, trying to break the script of all these close losses. You have played an unbelievably difficult and challenging schedule. How have you tried to address with your team to kind of keep their heads up and explain to them that how well they are playing against this type of top teams?
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part right now, is our guys are obviously expect to be on the other side of these scores, and it's been a challenge, but they've been good. They're playing really hard and they're practicing better. I think the last couple of weeks have been the best weeks of practice we've had for a long time. And I do think some of this takes time to get back in a groove, and I think we're starting to do that. But the issue is we haven't had any ability to play a lot of people and to have a game or two that you might be a little more comfortable in. So that's the challenge, and they're working hard, and it doesn't get any easier. Now we go back on the road again against a really good William and Mary football team that's playing really well right now. Plus they're coming off a bye week so they'll be well rested and well prepared for us. So, it's a tough hill, but we're going to go and attack it like we always do.
I want to talk a little bit about your defense, which really had Delaware held to 13 points until that drive late. What impressed you with the way you guys were able to fly around on defense?
Yeah, they just compete like crazy. I think, we had a tough third quarter. We just couldn't get off the field, and we could not get anything going. They had right out of the gate, they had a 6.5-yard drive and got a field goal. Then we go three and out, and then they go on another long drive. So, I think the end of the game was just fatigue at that point. It was hot. It was almost 80 degrees, and I just think we got a little bit tired. But, they compete all the way through. We only gave up three big plays by our count, and we were able to turn them over once and almost twice. They're just competitive guys, and they fly around. And it's just a shame, because a couple of the two of the touchdown runs, we felt like, we were in a little better shape, but sometimes guys try to do too much, try to make a play, and a little gap opens up. But at the end of the day, we've got to get off the field on third down, and we've got to start getting some first downs on offense, and quit kicking field goals so much to win games.
Anthony Lang and Jared Burse combined for three sacks. You mentioned the defense wearing down a little bit, but how did you feel like those guys played, and were you impressed with the way they were able to get some pressure on the quarterback?
Yeah, they're good players. I really challenge Anthony Lang. He's very talented, and he's just – I've been challenging him for a year or so now to practice better, to take it on the field, and he's really – he played very well against Syracuse, and he really played well. Both he and Verse played outstanding in this game, and their effort level is a big part of it. But they're hanging in there. The interior guys are playing well, and in the entire defensive front. So we need those guys to have a big. This is a big challenge this week for them, and so we'll be counting on them to play just as well or better to try to get a win against William and Mary.
Question for you this morning from Mark Singlis. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Greg, I saw on his interception, Tyler had to kind of hobble off the field. I wasn't sure if he ever came back. Do you have any update on him, how he's doing?
Not much to update right now till we get the doctors and x-rays and all the things we have to do. It's we usually get some information later today and tomorrow. He certainly, I would put him as very questionable for this football game, but we'll see how it goes as the rest of the week till I get some more information.
And Greg, do you feel like you have to win this game on Saturday if the season is going to mean anything? If you're going to stand in contention for any kind of for anything this season?
Yeah, I think that we have to win this football game, and for our own mental health too. I think that we've got to go play well. I think that no one at the end of the day cares about the issues you've dealt with or the schedule you've played. It's about winning football games, and these guys are competing and playing hard, but we've got to go out and try to find a way to get a win. You know, football's about, you know, I think sometimes it's lost in the quest for winning national championships and everything, but football's about a lot more than just, you know, the end record. And so we work real hard on all aspects of what's good for our players, but certainly to be competing in this league, we have to win this football game if we have any hopes of driving towards some type of successful end.
Thank you.
Greg, offensively, other than the big play late to Tyler, was sort of a tough day for Jeff, and some of that being some drops on the receivers. What did you see from the film? And then, you know, what are some of the things you can do to get maybe that passing game going a little bit?
Well, you know, I'm trying to get them all to quit pressing so much. And I think, you know, we had a big year offensively in 2019 and have a lot of the guys back, and we're struggled offensively. You know, we're not scoring points, and it's I think it's probably been hard on all of us trying to figure some of this out. Jeff made some great throws, and there were some drops. He made some bad choices when guys were open. We had a lot of opportunities. You know, I think that taking advantage of those opportunities is going to be critical. You know, especially, you know, our biggest problem in third down right now is finishing the play, not necessarily not having anybody open. So whether that's an overthrow or a drop pass or a bad depth on the route, you know, we just have not been clicking on offense, and it's been difficult, and it's hurting us right now, obviously.
Yeah. Carl had a little better game statistically, got up to 70 yards in that game. How tough has it been for him this year with obviously everybody's attention sort of focused on him?
Well, I think that he's used to that. I think that, you know, I we've got to run him a little bit more. We've got to start, you know, give him a chance. I mean, there were we had two drives in that game, and we ran them consecutively multiple times in those drives. And, you know, we had a good plan to run the ball. We had things, you know, we averaged almost 5 yards a carry. But, you know, in our offense, I think we ran the ball 19 times or something like that. So it's just not enough. And we've got to address that internally. And, you know, obviously we got to run the football better. I've been saying it for a couple of weeks and been saying it internally. And, you know, and it's on me to get that done, and we're going to get it done.
As you've touched on, face a William & Mary team that's won 3 in a row, off to a 3-1 start. As you started to look at them, what impresses you?
Yeah, you know, I think offensively they're really fast, you know, and I think that's one of the first things that jumped out to me was the speed. Quarterback can really run, and we all know how difficult running quarterbacks can be on you. You know, defensively, they've been in this defense for a couple of years now, and they're aggressive. I think they have good corners, and they challenge you with multiple looks and multiple coverages. So, and they're feeling it. They feel good. You know, we're, like I said, they were off this past week. It's homecoming game for them. It'll be jacked up to win. And you know, that's the hill we have to climb going in there to play a better football game and try to get a win on another road trip.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to Williamsburg, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.